You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome back to Blooming English, your go-to podcast for exploring the fascinating world of the English language. Today, we're diving into the dynamic realm of the workplace with a focus on workplace jargon and business idioms. In our modern work environment, the language we use can sometimes sound like a code. From low-hanging fruit to moving the needle, these phrases are not just buzzwords. They're part of the everyday lexicon that makes the cogs of business turn. Why do we use these terms, and what do they really mean? How can understanding them make you more confident in a professional setting? Whether you're prepping for your next business meeting or just curious about the language of the corporate world, this episode will shed light on some of the most common and intriguing expressions used in offices around the globe. So, let's cut through the jargon and decode these idioms to help you navigate the corporate landscape with ease. Let's get started. Moving into the heart of today's topic, let's delve into workplace jargon. These are the phrases you'll often hear around the office, in meetings, or in professional emails. They might sound a bit cryptic at first, but they're key to understanding the nuances of business communication. No. 1, touch base. This phrase means to make brief contact with someone to discuss an issue or give an update. It's like saying, let's quickly check in with each other. For instance, you might hear a manager say, I'll touch base with you next week to see how the project is progressing. It's a casual yet professional way of saying they'll have a short discussion. No. 2, deep dive. This term is used when someone needs to explore a topic or a problem in great detail. Imagine diving into the deep end of a pool to discover what's at the bottom. In a meeting, a colleague might suggest, let's take a deep dive into the market research to understand the trends. It implies a thorough and focused analysis. 3, low-hanging fruit. Picture a fruit tree with some fruits easy to pick because they're within reach, while others are higher up and require more effort. In the workplace, low-hanging fruit refers to tasks or goals that are easy to achieve and don't require much effort. A team leader might say, let's first tackle the low-hanging fruit to get some quick wins. It's about prioritizing easy tasks to gain momentum. 4, circle back. This is a way of saying that you'll revisit a topic or issue later. It's often used in meetings or discussions when an immediate resolution isn't possible. For example, we need more data to decide, so let's circle back to this topic next week. 5, synergy. This term is popular in business environments, referring to a situation where combined efforts produce a greater outcome than individual efforts. A team leader might say, by working collaboratively, we can create synergy and achieve more. 6, leverage. In the workplace, leverage means using a resource or advantage to its fullest potential. For instance, we should leverage our social media presence to increase brand awareness. 7, bandwidth. Originally a tech term, bandwidth is now used to describe one's capacity to take on more work. For example, I don't have the bandwidth for another project right now. 8, pivot, common in startup culture. Pivot refers to a significant shift in business strategy. In a meeting, you might hear, The market has changed, so we need to pivot our approach to stay competitive. 9. Scalability. This term is key in business growth, referring to the ability of a company to grow or handle increased demands. An entrepreneur might consider, we need to ensure our platform has scalability as we gain more users. 10. Thinking outside the box. This phrase encourages unconventional or creative thinking. In a brainstorming session, someone might say, we need some out-of-the-box ideas to solve this challenge.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Now, let's shift gears from workplace jargon and look at another part of business language, business idioms. These phrases are an integral part of everyday business conversations and can often be the key to understanding the underlying nuances in professional settings. Business idioms communicate complex ideas in a few words. From clinching deals to navigating corporate challenges, these idioms add flair and depth to our professional dialogues. So, whether you're in a boardroom, at a networking event, or just having a chat with colleagues, mastering these idioms can give you an edge in your communication. Let's unravel some of the most commonly used business idioms, their meanings, and how you can use them to enhance your conversational skills. Idiom 1, move the needle. This idiom means to change a situation to a noticeable degree, especially in business. It's about making significant progress or having a tangible impact. For example, our new marketing campaign really moved the needle on our sales numbers. Idiom 2, boots on the ground. Originally a military term in business, it refers to having people physically present in a field or on site, handling operations. For instance, to truly understand the market, we need boots on the ground, interacting with local customers. Idiom 3, game changer, something that dramatically alters the current state of affairs or introduces a significant shift. In a business context, it's often used for innovative ideas or technologies. For example, the introduction of this technology is a game changer for our industry. Idiom 4, on the same page. This idiom means everyone involved has a mutual understanding or agreement. It's essential in ensuring effective teamwork. In a meeting, you might hear, before we proceed, let's make sure we're all on the same page regarding the project goals. Idiom 5, at the 11th hour. This refers to doing something at the last possible moment. In business, it's used to describe decisions or actions taken just before a deadline. For example, the team delivered the report at the 11th hour, just in time for the client meeting. Idiom 6, big picture. This idiom refers to the overall perspective or goal, rather than focusing on the finer details. In a business context, it's about understanding the broader strategy or objective. For instance, while working on these daily tasks, it's important not to lose sight of the big picture. Idiom 7, ballpark figure. A term often used in business negotiations or planning, a ballpark figure is an approximate number or estimate. It's not exact, but gives a general idea. For example, can you give me a ballpark figure of the project cost? Idiom 8, cutting corners. Cutting corners means to do something in the easiest, cheapest, or fastest way, often compromising quality or standards. It's usually used in a negative context. A manager might say, we can't afford to cut corners on this project. Quality is crucial. Idiom 9, ahead of the curve. This means to be more advanced than the competition, especially in terms of innovation and adaptation. In business, it implies being a leader rather than a follower. For example, our R&D team is always ahead of the curve in developing new technologies. Idiom 10, going the extra mile. This idiom means doing more than what is expected or required. It's about putting in additional effort to ensure success. In the workplace, you might hear, she always goes the extra mile to ensure the client is satisfied. And that's the end of our episode on business idioms. We've covered a lot of common phrases that you might hear in the workplace. These idioms are useful in making your English sound more natural, especially in a business setting. We hope you found this episode helpful and that it makes you more comfortable using these idioms in your conversations at work. Thank you for listening to Blooming English. Check out our website for more episodes and tips to improve your English. See you in the next episode and keep practicing your English.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.